Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, teachers, we need to help you out before class even starts, all right? Again, this year, we are trying to clear your wish list. So if you are a teacher or you know somebody that is a teacher, I think we have stressed this year in and year out now, that it's the teachers that have to decorate their rooms. Sometimes they have to supply their own books. There are other times some teachers that see kids that are coming in that haven't eaten, they take money out of their own pocket, right? So once again, this year, we are trying to clear your wish list. This has become really popular on Amazon and Twitter. Whereas if you're a teacher, you put together your wish list, you share that with us, and then we go ahead and we highlight those wish lists.
But like you guys did last year and the year before, you can't just tweet us and send us your wish list. You have to call and tell us about yourself. And for some reason, these teachers who are in front of children every single day talking got so nervous about leaving voice messages.
They really did. All right, so this is the number, and we'll put it up on theburtshow.com because you're probably driving in your car. You got time for all this.
Yeah.
404-954-1360. You leave us a message. You tell us about your classes. You tell us about your students. You tell us why you could use help clearing out your wish list. And then we will highlight one of these every single day, so you guys don't have to spend what you're making, which we already know is not a whole bunch of money for teachers, so you don't have to spend your money on that. So tell your teacher friends about the Burt Show's Clear Your Wish List and all the info up online right now at theburtshow.com.
Imagine getting dumped because your parents are dead.
Oh,
I mean, what a blow.
What the heck?
Yes. So I think you were out. A Burt Show listener hit us up with an email. And if you ever have a drama or a dilemma, need advice, go to theburtshow.com and you can shoot us an email as well. He was dating a woman, was only two dates into it, and she found out his parents had passed away, and they had passed away young. So she was like, you got bad DNA. If your parents died young, you might die young too. I don't want to date you.
Well, perfect. She's an idiot. Count your lucky stars.
He had a date coming up this weekend, and he wanted to know, should I avoid telling her about my dead parents? He doesn't want to feel like he's hiding anything, but he also didn't want to get cast aside because of these unfortunate passings.
Because I wasn't here on Friday, what did they pass away from? Was it hereditary?
It wasn't in the email. Because I even asked that. I'm like, well, if it was a car accident, they're really... So what it sounds like is that even though he did not disclose in the email how they passed, it seems like it was something health-related, not like a random accident of sorts. But yeah, this woman, her reasoning was, I'm sorry, but I don't want to put all my eggs in your basket because the bottom might fall out of your basket. Which is really, really harsh. So he had a date this weekend and he was like, do I disclose this information? And I'm like, I don't feel like dead parents should come up in the very first date. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's something you can share later, but that's like, you don't want to trauma dump on your first date. Mm-hmm. And not that sharing grief is trauma dumping, but that, you know, you can ease into that conversation.
It's a mood killer.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Okay. If you're sitting there, you're bowling and you get a strike, right, and you're like, oh, by the way, my parents are dead.
My parents don't like bowling. Why not? Can't tell you. So what's the update, Mo?
Thanks for reading my email and giving your thoughts. I also discussed this with my brother and sister-in-law. It turns out that she too has some reservations about our family history. My sister-in-law admitted that my parents' early passing does worry her, and it has led to her, it has led her to be rather insistent on my brother staying on top of his health. She admits that she thought of becoming a widow early as a genuine fear for her. Mm. Even though she was already a part of our family when our parents passed away, she says it's a concern that haunts her daily. She could understand how someone, not yet emotionally invested or in love, might not be willing to step into a situation where they know they will have to live with that fear. She also pointed out that perhaps my previous date had seen the pain of losing a spouse in someone else's life. Maybe she saw how painful it was for that person and it scared her. This discussion with my sister-in-law, while eye-opening, has made me much more anxious around dating. I don't want my potential partners to worry, unnecessarily, or be scared off by something beyond my control, especially early in the dating process when they don't know me well enough. So I've decided to keep the topic of my parents off the table for as long as I can when dating. It's not about being dishonest. I just want them to get to know me for who I am before deciding they are too scared to be with me.
Dude, he needs to turn this around into a positive for him, and every woman he dates be like, you ain't got to worry about a mother-in-law.
As for my date, it went well. We had a great time, and I successfully navigated our conversations without the topic of parents coming up. In fact, we've gone out twice since then, and I still have not had to tell her. Not sure how much longer I can avoid it, but I will keep trying. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
When she asks, can I meet your parents? Be like, yeah, sure, and just take her to the secretary.
There you go.
Subtle.
Here they are.
In all your dating, Abby, has this ever come up?
No, never once has this ever come up. And I can't think of a situation where I have finally found a man who wants to spend time with me that I would want to turn away. Like, if I genuinely hit it off with a guy and he was like, by the way, my parents have both died, both from a hereditary condition. If he's really the guy for me, that's not going to be enough for me to run off. So I think the girl before was just crazy.
Yeah, I think every girlfriend I've ever had in my life had lost either one or both parents, and I never once thought anything like this at all. It's like not even a thought.
Right.
I don't think you should worry about that. Nah.
You're on The Burt Show.